Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayers. We were having a wonderful time with our sisters there in Los Angeles. Father, we come to you this morning on this marvelous morning, Monday morning manna, to give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you so much for this day. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in the day that you have made for us. Lord, we thank you that we are up this morning, and Lord, we have full activity of our limbs, and we're just able to raise our hands and praise you and stomp our feet and rejoice in you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to get together here on the TMC call. We thank you, Lord, for the founders of the call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you that they made it out to Los Angeles, Lord, and that just the service and everything was just a blessing, Lord, and the knowledge they got, oh God, that they can keep and use it, Lord, to edify others and to build their businesses in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you continue to direct their footsteps. Lord, continue to download them with wisdom. Keep them in their loving care. Father, and we thank you that Mother Josie was well cared for while Dr. Vanessa was out of town in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and every person and each and every family member who was able to attend the conference, and we ask for safe travels for them. We thank you, Lord, for the speaker this morning who would bring a rich word. We know it's going to bless us as we need to be blessed so that we can be a blessing to others. Now we bind Satan in the name of Jesus, because he has, and none of his cohorts nor any of his minions has any place on this call. Father, because this call has been saturated with the blood of the Lamb, the blood that never, ever loses its power, we give you praise, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to bless the speaker, and whatever their hands touch, let them prosper therein. Now, Lord, we check everything at the door so that we can receive your word and listen with clarity, Lord, and be a blessing to others. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, for those of you who are in Los Angeles, enjoy the rest of your time together there. Safe travels as you go back home. And for my, as I always say, I just love me some y'all. Now go out and have a blessed day. Minister, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you. The floor is yours.
Well, I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. And I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us and opening us up with such a powerful prayer. The Master's Call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two dynamic and amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God who does things decent and in order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin this call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with the cell phone network who charge for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number. That number is 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and each day you can hear the current day's recording by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. All of our messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. You can also see speakers' bios, prayer objectives, and everything that's going on with the Master's Call. If you are feeling led to join the team and greet, such as Minister Willard did, or host as I am doing now, if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, which is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. I'm sure that today's Inspirational Monday message will be hot off the presses from the artist, Life Extravaganza. So the extravaganza has wrapped up, and everyone will be heading home, so we're praying for traveling mercies. So now I'm going to get out of the way so that the woman of God, the mouthpiece with the message, can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Now, I know this woman of God needs no introduction, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about her anyway. She is a wonderful and loving mother. She was a chaplain in the military. She is an amazing woman of God who is seeking God's wisdom and divine purpose for her life. We know that she is always in motion and loves to speak on joy. So I'm going to get out of the way now and introduce Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you, my dear daughter?
All is well. The floor is yours.
It is certainly, certainly wonderful to be here this morning, and I thank God for our Minister Willard. We missed all of you here. I wish I had been smart enough to think of us just doing a testimonial this morning of all of the goodness that we have received here at this extravaganza. I have to tell you one thing, and one thing for sure. It was better than Campbell's soup good. Oh, we God showed up here and showed out, and I am so, so excited right now about what God is getting ready to do and is doing in this artist international business, what he has used the Diaz de Leon family to do in our lives. I tell you, I am so thankful down to my sanctified toes. And to be here with my TMC prayer warriors from Pastor Everett Thomas all around the circle to our prayer general out of Mississippi. That means that we just kind of went from M to M, from Mississippi to Michigan and all around the states to have us all together. Oh, it has been all so wonderful. If you all could have heard, and I want you to go out there and find it. It's out there somewhere on the Internet. Find Minister Tiffany preaching live. Find that she's out there. That girl preached yesterday, so she preached up something out of my spirit. And so, y'all, it has been so wonderful. But because I only have a few moments, I'm going to just do what God is leading me to do. It appears that God is leading my husband and I into this team ministry, and I am so thankful that he is on. He needs no introduction because we are one. We have been together now. This is our ninth month of marriage, and I thank God that God does just what he said he would do, and that is once you're married, we become one. And it is a process. It's nothing that works overnight, but I thank God that he's a man who loved God so much that he loved the children of God, and he does that through the word of God. So at this time, I know that he is right here with the word. You all, when you meet him for real, when you meet my loving, kind, godly husband, you are going to absolutely love him. But until you can meet him face to face, we will continue to come on together, he with the word, and I will, you know, close out. So at this time, I present to you none other. I call him Babe. Some call him Papa Wallace, and then some of the children just call him Daddy. But I tell you, he is Mr. Brother Minister. All of those things, Lester Wallace Patton. Sir, will you please come and give the word?
Good morning to my beautiful wife this morning. Good morning to the TMC. Good morning to Minister Willer for seating and greeting. Good morning to Minister Kai. And good morning to Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Our word today is coming from Faith to Unify, and it's coming from Ephesians 4, 1 through 16. That's what we're talking about today. As a prisoner of the Lord, I urge you live a life that is worthy of the calling he has graciously extended to you. Be humble, be gentle, be patient, tolerate one another in an atmosphere thick with love. Make every effort to preserve the unity the Spirit has already educated with peace, banding you together. Now, here it is that Paul has described the new world as God would have it. He urges believers to live out their calling with humility, patience, and love to walk as Jesus walked. These are the ways of Jesus. Paul encouraged them to do whatever it takes to hold on to their unity that binds people together in peace. He does not ask them to create that unity that has been accomplished through the works of the resurrection and his Spirit. Rather, he calls believers to guard that unity a more modest but not less significant task, because the unity is founded on God's oneness and works in the world. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you call to pursue one hope. There is one Lord Jesus, one living faith, one ceremony, washing through baptism, and one God, the Father over all, who is above all and through all and in all. This God has given to each of us grace in full measure according to the anointed gift, as the scripture says. When he ascended to the height, he put captivity in chains, and his trumpets, he gave the gift to the people. Well, when he says he ascended, then this must be that he has ascended early to the lower level, that is, to the earth. The one who described is the one who rose from the dead to ascend above all the heavens, so that he could fulfill all things. It was the risen one who handed down to such a gated and a great gift, leaders. Some are prophets, some are evangelists, some are pastors, as well as teachers, so that God's people would be thoroughly equipped to minister and build up the body of the anointed one. These ministries will continue until we are unified in faith and filled with the knowledge of the Son of God, until we stand mature in his teaching and fully formed in the likeness of the anointed one, learning the King, that we will no longer be like children, tossed around and threw upon the ocean, waves picked by very gusts of religious teaching, spoken by liars or swindlers or deceivers, instead by truth, spoken to love. We are to grow in every way in him, the anointed one, the head. He joins and holds together the whole body with his lifting, providing the support needed so that many parts of work is properly designed to form healthy growing and a mature body. What is this? Paul was a well-educated man, as well as he was the name given as Saul. He was a Pharisee who persecuted the Christians as proof of his zeal. But one day his life was changed, as our life must be one day changed as well. As an apostle, Paul's life exemplified one of his greatest sacrifice and persecution. He wrote that his experience in hope of drawing people to Christ and to strength and mature believers. The church of Ephesus was first started by Paul. He visited the city at the end of his second ministry. If the Apostle Paul were to write to your church today, would he consider it a healthy church? Why or why not? Paul began with encouragement of unity and diversity. The imagery of the body of Christ is powerful because we call to the believers to raise above individuals of Christ. The challenge, of course, is functioning as a unified body. While the task of unity has not become easy over time, the need for it is urgent. Now, as Christ calls his believers to be one, just as he and the Father is one, as in John 17 and 21. Answer the call with longness, meekness, forbearing, and one another in love. Help us focus on God's intervention for us. When put aside our own desires and ideas, we can put our attention where it belongs. Paul made it very clear that we would just be called to be a prisoner of God to most everyone else, cast aside the worldly possessions and enter a similar state of servitude to answer the call of Christ. All believers have a hopefulness in Jesus coming again. We'll be united eternally with Christ. So let the unity now. The resurrection hope is all our believers, no matter the ethnic background or social class. One body, one spirit. He refers to the body of Christ, which above all believers are united by the Holy Spirit. According to Jesus' one prophet, as in Acts 1 and 8, the one hope of our calling, which comes from our one Lord and expressed in one faith and expressed within one baptism. Question, how does love of God and others support unity among believers? Dr. PK.
How does God's love promote unity among believers? Well, I say thank you, first of all, for setting the foundation for us this morning. And I believe that if I had to respond to this, I would say that the scripture that you've given us this morning is a scripture for us to have an example of what God's love really is about. God's love, first of all, is a costly love. Secondly, I would say that God's love is a caring love. God's love is a committed love. God's love is a consecrating love. And when we really talk about what it means to walk in God's love, it's not something that we just do one time and just look at a person and say, oh, I love them. But it is a lifetime process. It's a lifelong process. It is the word, ultimate word in there is a process. And some days we will feel like we can just love a person up and just hold them in our hearts and just be so excited about this relationship that we are in. But then the next day we will feel like, good God, where in the world, what did that come from? They need to get away from me. But we need to realize that we are human and that we are also spirit. and that we are working through understanding the humanness of each other. Oh, glory to God. That thing right there hit me in my spirit. We must understand working through the process of the humanness of each other so that we can love each other as God loved us and as Christ loved the church. So so this is why we call this thing a walk. It implies a step by step. And yesterday on the stage, they were dancing to a song, and I asked it was in Spanish, and I asked our interpreter, "What does it mean?" Because they were dancing with such passion, and she says it means little by little we can make it in this life. Man, I got to move into, because I know that step by step, slow but steady, we can make it in this life as we are patient with each other. Glory to God, I love you right now. Love is the main responsibility of the Christian to each other. And I really love it because, babe, it is the main responsibility of a Christian to his wife. You just got to love me as Christ loved the church. Hey, glory to God. I know that's not always right, but hey, and I know I may get on your nerves, but hey, but it's my responsibility also to love you with humility, with gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance one to another. I tell you, you chose a good one for us to work today. In building our business, we must be loving and kind with each other. We must take time with each other and understand that to walk in love, we must look to Christ, who is both the author and the finisher of our faith. He gave the atoning sacrifice, and he is our what? He's our supreme example. You told me amen, so Mitch, you must have something else you wanted to, another question you wanted to ask. You had something else you wanted to say before I do the last little part?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I also wanted you to know that to walk in love, especially with those that are difficult to love, I wanted to just touch on that a little bit. It's easy to love the lovable, but it takes God himself to love the unlovable. Lord, help me today. Baby, you are easy to love, and I thank God for you. You're so kind, and you've been so gentle with me. But for folks who are not kind with me and rub me the wrong way, it's easy for me to jump on that other side and just kind of go upside there, you know. That's not, it takes God to hold me. So I know I'm not in this boat by myself. And so therefore, we need to allow Christ's sacrificial love to motivate us when we find ourselves in that position. Last 2 minutes, I want to bring this and conclude this. Because I believe that in our scriptures today, we can make this scripture applicable for us in our business. How can we do that? Number one, to love others, we must commit ourselves to the glory of God. We must commit ourselves to the glory of God. How did God do it? Well, Jesus went to the cross to glorify the Father in obedience to his will. That's what John 17:1-5 lets us know. Mm-hmm. Your main motivation in loving others should be to glorify God. The reason I say this is I have seen people who love others for the response that they can get because they get something. You know, if you love me good, I'm going to give you something. And for what they can get out of the relationship. But people, I'm here to tell you, don't replicate that kind of love. Sometimes people will betray and slander you. If you love them for the potential response, don't burn out. You must love others in order to please and glorify God. Second, to love others, we must commit ourselves to the Lord's Supper, which we are getting ready to take our Lord's Supper together this morning. As we are going to, you know, oh, you all need to know the babies in Mississippi, and I'm here. But Minister Wanda and Minister Kimmins and I are going to have our Lord's Supper together this morning, and it is given so that we remember that Christ, what Christ did for us on the cross. We need to do that, because if we forget his supreme sacrifice to us, we will have difficulty in sacrificially loving others. But when we do this, it motivates us to love each other. And finally, to love others, commit yourself to the body of Christ, the church. It is easy to love one another in general, but it's more difficult to love the specific individuals in specific in our specific local churches and in this business sometimes, because we all have different personalities. But love is a commitment to seek one another's highest good. We want everybody in our circle to have the very best that God has for them, fulfilling the purpose that God has placed them here. This is one reason for us joining the church. It is the reason that we are part of Artists, which is a a ministry in and of itself in the marketplace, as my own Dr. Vanessa says, and my sister, Lord knows she's done a super fantastic job here. Finally, a little boy was following his dad, who was walking in fresh snow. He called out, "Look, Daddy, I'm walking in your footsteps." Our Heavenly Father, in the person of his own dear son, walked in love to the cross for us. We must imitate him by walking in his footsteps of sacrificial love. This morning, our subject would be follow the great example of love. We will be able to build a great business if we imitate God in everything we do. Back to you, Minister Kai. You got 2 minutes.
Thank you, Dr. PK and Mr. Patton, for that word. First, I will call you back for the benediction. First, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man and woman of God who brought forward your message, Lord. You know every need, every desire, spoken and unspoken, and we ask that you do the exceeding and abundant according to the power that worketh in them. Lord, we continue to lift up Bart Henderson, O Heavenly Father. You know that the surgery was on Friday, Father. We ask that you continue to keep him in your care, that his heartbeat lines up with the way you desire for it to beat, that the rhythm is strong and steady, O Heavenly Father. Father God, you know what he needs, and we ask that you just comfort his family as they go through this time of healing with him. Lord, we continue to keep Mr. Flanagan in our prayers, O Heavenly Father, as he is in the hospital. Lord, we ask that you strengthen his body, O Lord, and that you keep him, O Heavenly Father, and that we ask for traveling mercies for all of those who are traveling back today from the from the Artist Life Conference, O Heavenly Father. Lord, you know every need and desire, spoken and unspoken, and we consider it done, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and today is Inspirational Mondays, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005, access code 294-617 pound. We look forward to hearing you again tomorrow in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. Dr. PK, can you come back and give us our benediction, please?
Okay,
Dr. PK.
God bless. I'm here. I had muted us out so you wouldn't. But thank God for each of you today. You did a great job. Thank God for you. I love you so much. Look forward to seeing you in a few hours. Let us receive the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go throughout this day, help us to exemplify love. In Jesus' name we pray. Now may the love of God rest and abide in each of our lives as we walk through this life, understanding that it is a process. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life today, my friends. Bye-bye.